gentle leadership. It's not an oxymoron, nor is this a contradiction in terms, self-leadership. So today a simple musing after these two facts. One, when you are stressed and stretched, it is nearly impossible to lead with your best self. Two, in this time of severe dislocation, fear, and challenge, everyone I know is stretched and stressed. I especially feel for the moms and dads who are struggling with little ones and teens, either worrying about whether they can keep or get work, and or trying to work while caring for those kids. I invite you to care for yourself by asking this question. How can I be gentle with myself? How can I give me a place to rest, to be held, to be valued, or whatever other rejuvenating expression draws you? Here's two lists of some things that tend to give such rest, and some that we, or at least I, turn to for short-term release that don't typically satisfy. First, the release valves that don't often get to the heart of the matter nor give rest or insight. Alcohol, workaholism, because not all work is necessary or good, gambling, solitaire, and other addictions online or elsewhere. Contrast those with possibly restful, assuring, and energizing things you can do for yourself, vacation, or even just a day off, nature, prayer or meditation, total presence with others, a child, a great friend. Or what else works for you? What might be the best thing you can do for you and help you lead with your best self?